Arriving for the summit in Brdo, Slovenia, the head of the EU Commission sought to reassure Western Balkan leaders about their possible future membership of the bloc.
We want to send a very clear message, and that message is that the Western Balkans belong to the European Union. We want them in the European Union. We are one European family.
But the leaders of Albania, Bosnia, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Serbia and Kosovo are increasingly frustrated with EU promises. They say they want more progress on membership talks that have stalled in recent years.
We are hopeful that this summit will make EU stay faithful to its essence, and that is enlargement.
During the meeting, EU leaders acknowledged that Western Balkan countries had made some reforms, but they said there was still work to be done on the rule of law, corruption and media freedom. Ongoing rivalries in the region are also impeding progress. Historic tensions between Kosovo and Serbia recently flared up again over a border dispute. The issue of enlargement may have slipped down the EU's list of priorities in recent times, but some EU leaders say that if the Western Balkans become disillusioned with the process, they may turn away from the bloc. Russia and China's influence is already being felt in the region. China's building its first European COVID vaccine plant in Serbia.
If we want to make Europe stronger and also extend our geopolitical influence, this is our backyard, so to speak. The Western Balkans is a very clear case that either Europe extends the hand and pulls these countries towards us, or someone else will extend the hand and pull the countries in a different direction.
The meeting ended with more pledges of enlargement and an announcement of a $35 billion investment plan for the region.
And we hope that those investments will play an important role also in order to make the European presence, the EU's presence, more visible, more tangible for the people.
The money is a sign of the bloc's commitment to the region, but could also be seen as a way of trying to keep the Western Balkans on side at a time when the EU is particularly concerned about safeguarding its strategic interests and strengthening its international standing. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Brdo, Slovenia.